Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Reverend. I played it because it's raining. Why does the rain, being cosy specifically, being cosy as I am in my little room where I pre-record my show for you every week, why does the rain and the coziness of being out of it make me want to play Motown records? Is it something to do with the dry production on Al Green tunes? Or is it some kind of subconscious link with Motown that I have with rain? Answers on a postcard. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. Because I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody, to the programme. Wonderful to have you. Very sad news last week. It was sad to hear that J.J. Cale had died at 74, which when I was a kid was not a bad age to die at, but somehow seems way too young now, doesn't it? Yeah, so he's died. He's one of my favourite guitarists of all time. In fact, Neil Young once said that the best two electric guitarists in history were Jimi Hendrix and J.J. Cale. That's the kind of high regard that musicians hold him in. From my experience, a lot more famous in the UK and Europe than he was in the US. I think his highest chart position in the US well, I don't think, I know, because I read it just before I started making this programme, was 22. That was the highest he got. I'm going to play four songs by JJ between now and midnight. If that seems excessive, they're only 2.5 minutes long. And you'll be familiar with all of them, because either you've heard them on my programme or just around. And we're going to hear Call Me The Breeze in a couple of minutes' time. But also on the show, let me just take you through that, I'm going to play you two tunes from different eras that remind me of something. Again, I don't know why they're linked. It might be that they have a synthesizer in common or something like that. But yeah, see if you can get to the bottom of that for me. New music from Magic Arm, among other people. Really good week for new music. A fantastic Beckopedia, a really charming thing. And some great Song for Guy recommendations as well. And three tunes to do with the silver screen in the second hour of the programme as well. So, yeah, here's the first of JJ Cale, who's my chosen artist this week, as he died, age 74. This is Call Me The Breeze, and it starts with, in actual fact, the drum machine that Mark Potter, our guitarist, uses in his side blues project, as well as on Elbow Tunes that he writes. He has the same drum machine because JJ used it, and you can hear it at the front of this one. Ladies and gentlemen, taking a bow, JJ Cale.
Here's one of your old rock and roll favorites, Breezin'. Shuffle on down the Broadway. 1, 2, 1, 2. You call me the breeze. I keep blowing.
Off he goes, JJ Cale and Call Me The Breeze. Three more tunes from him before midnight. The great man. Now, these two next tunes are linked in atmosphere. There's also a synthesizer in common, I have a feeling. I could look online and find out which one, but what's the fun in that? guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you know what the whistling noise is on these next two tunes. The first is My Morning Jacket from the album Z. It beats... Oh, look at that. Left my phone on. That's not very professional, is it? From My Morning Jacket's Z album. Give it its correct title. That's how they pronounce it. This is It Beats For You.
Look, see now,
My morning jacket and it beats for you. As the rain comes tumbling down, let's not pause. See if you can find out for me what the whistling noise is in that tune and in this next one. Maybe it's just the atmosphere that they share, but they remind me of one another. Anyway, it's Does Caroline Know, live version of by Talk Talk. I actually can't stand the original version. It's sort of Talk Talk light, but the live version has a different swagger to it and gets really quite intense in places. I'll stop talking about it and let you hear it, shall I? Talk Talk's Does Caroline Know, featuring another whistling synthesizer. Talk Talks Does Caroline Know.
What is it about electronic music that moves you? For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there. And, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronica that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
And the crazy weather continues. I'm just going to open this up. Let's have a listen. Wild. Good for the grass, eh? Birdies seem to be enjoying it as well. So I said at the front of the programme that being cosy indoors in a rainstorm makes me want to play Al Green and other Motown classics. And maybe it's the comfort of the dry production. By that I mean it's got no echo effects, reverb effects, digital delays, things that make things appear to be in a bigger space than they actually are. It's all really dry, no effects on it, so it feels like they're there in your speakers. Well, this next tune isn't Motown, and I feel like playing it because of the weather as well. Thom Yorke's Atoms for Peace.
No more going to the dark side.
Dry production. I find dry production cosy. Al Green and Tom York both making me feel cosy on this rainy day as I pre-record this programme for you. That was Atoms for Peace from The Eraser, which was Tom York's solo album. And Atoms for Peace, of course, is the name of his group now that he's in with Flea and Nigel Godrich. So the next tune I'm going to play for you now is a guy called Magic Arm. It's called Warning Sign. I've known him, he is, for a long time. He's a very, very talented songwriter and multi-instrumentalist from Manchester. And R. Craig from Elbow mixed a tune for him not so long ago. This is a great song. I'm really loving it. It's called Warning Sign. Once again, this is Magic Arm.
Now then, 60s British jazz to many people was almost indistinguishable from American, heavily influenced as it was by music from across the water that crackled from the radio in wartime and the years that followed. But there was one musician who managed to absorb and then transcend the American sound to create a distinctly English brand of jazz, Michael Garrick. He spent his youth soaking up the sounds of swing, bebop, blues and Tin Pan Alley in his middle-class English home, whilst dutifully following his parents' wishes, pursuing his education and after national service, reading English literature at University College in London. That was where he formed his first quartet, and after graduating in 1959, he embarked upon a career that would see him weaving orchestral and choral sounds, poetry recitations and sacred texts through beautiful jazz arrangements in a sound that was completely his own. You can see the early shoots of Garrick's talent in a 1964 recording, which was only recently released for the first time. Rising Star combines Shake Keane's fabulous flugelhorn with the seraphic voices of the Hastings Girls Choir to create a delicious confection, which, while still demonstrating some of the constraints of his formal education, contains all the ingredients of his future success. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
Michael Garrick and the Hastings Girls Choir, and that was Rising Star. So much music inspired by that, sort of Peter Skellen and people like that, I'm sure. Very British and very sort of twee and lovely. Another marvellous bit of musical history from the mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. See you next week. Another tune now from my featured artist, the late great J.J. Cale, who died last week, age 74. This is probably the first song I heard of his and fell in love with, courtesy of one of my sisters, who has excellent taste in music. It is After Midnight, even though we've got a way to go before then ourselves. Mm-hmm.
after midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chill and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion. Give an exhibition. Find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion. An exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we gonna let it all hang. Talking suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on lay back. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Great, JJ Cale, Forever Laid Back. That's After Midnight. Again, if you want to know somewhere to start with JJ Cale, I would start on his album Naturally. And go and buy it, kids. It doesn't cost too much. Go and get it. New music now from the Volcano Choir. This is out now, in fact, and it's called Bygone.
Keys to a key.
Snow Quiet and Bygone. That's out now. Go get it, go get it, go get it.
All right, Sean.
All right, Russell Brand. Great to see you again.
It's good to see you, mate. You look a lot healthier than I remembered. You look like you've never been fat, and it's given you a twinkle.
Oh, I'm flattered you remember me. And I must say, my radio program's a lot healthier than perhaps it was when you last heard it as well.
What is it that you do? Is it mostly your impression of Burgess Meredith from Rocky 1 and 2?
You bet that it's got nothing to call yourself a boxer. Come on, drop and give me 50.
Adrian!
Maybe that could improve.
Let's not forget. Great. You know, me and John, you know, used to sit there and play the guitars.
Very good.
Oh, Russell. Don't look at me like that. I know what you're thinking. And of course you can.
Okay, all right. Really good.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Good heavens above. It's Guy Garvey.
Now, here's a song for Guy recommendation from Keith Halsall. Just get in touch via my page on the Six Music website if you've got a song to recommend. I want to stress the distinction between recommend and request. It's not a request thing. I want you to educate me musically. Try and put something my way that you think we'll all like. I mean, me primarily, because let's face it, I'm calling the shots. But something we'd all like and broaden our musical horizons, as Keith Halsall from Lym in Cheshire has. He says, magic moment in the magical film If, a really beautiful film, very sad, very lovely as well. Fuses today and yesterday, rules versus passion. It's the Sanctus from the Miss Luba. It's a fantastic version of the Latin Mass sung by a choir of Congolese children. It got into the singles charts in the 1960s. Beautiful, spiritually and otherworldly perfect for a late Saturday night. Thank you so much, Keith. This really is a beautiful thing as well. And the recording I've chosen is by Les Troubadours de Roy Badoin. This is The Sanctus. Troubadours de Rue Badoin, Baudouin. Les Troubadours de Roy Baudouin, that's what I'm going with. And that was the Sanctus. A song for Guy recommendation from the lovely, give me a second, Keith Halsall. Sorry, had to pull up your file there. The next tune is also a song for Guy recommendation. I don't know if you remember, a while ago I played you some Phoenix Foundation and said, come on you guys, educate me. Well, Victoria Youngson, who calls herself Vixter, has been in touch. She's a wardrobe manager who's been involved with the recent Manchester International Festival's version of Macbeth, starring Kenneth Branagh, which was an enormous success. She does a lot of travelling and she says she likes listening to this tune when she's on the road, when she's flying, etc. It's part of her On The Road compilation. She says she also listens to The Finest Hour, knowing that her fella Rob, back in Leicester, is listening to it at the same time. All very touching for me. Thank you so much, Vixter. And Rob, lots of love to you both. And here is the Phoenix Foundation with the lovely Bailey's Beach.
Well, this is no joke. That birdie, he's going
Wonderful. That was the Phoenix Foundation, recommended by Vixter Youngson for her and her fella Rob. And Bailey's Beach was the name of the tune. I love it. Let's have another Song for Guy recommendation. In fact, let's have two more in a row, I think. This is Chris Harding's recommendation. It's a guy called Jono McCleary, who is new to me completely, and the song's called Fears. And Chris writes that he heard this in a coffee shop in Brighton where he lives while he was getting his morning coffee. It was on the stereo. And when he asked who it was, the guy working behind the counter pointed at a fella that was in the coffee shop and said, it's a friend of his called Jono McCleary. So yeah, he loves it. Thank you, Chris, for getting in touch. Lots of love to everyone in Brighton. I do like it there. This is called Fears, and once again, it's by Jono McCleary. Song for Guy recommendation now. This is from Mark Peterson, and it's the band Pond, who is various members of Tame Impala, among others. It's called Sorry I Was Under the Sky, and he loves it. He says, psychedelic and wistful harmonies start the song off, allowing a dreamy riff to bring the number to a hazy finish. And then he goes on to say, at only 2 minutes 47 seconds, it'll fit nicely into any playlist too. Mark, I'm sold. And here we go. Here is Pond with Sorry I Was Under the Sky. Mm-hmm.
is BBC Radio 6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The Bee Belly BC, that's who.
1, 2, 3.
JJ Cale and Crazy Mama. JJ Cale, the chosen artist this week, our featured artist this week, because he died last week, age 74. All my selections from JJ Cale, one more to play before the end of the programme, which is in about an hour's time, all from his first record, Naturally, which is just such a beautiful, authentic, from the hip kind of a record. All as laid back as that as well. Beautiful stuff. I'm going to play three tunes in a row. Oh, by the way, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer from Elbow, just in case you've only just tuned in. This could be my finest hour. Don Letts taking over at midnight. These next three tunes have all got a little bit of a theme. They're all songs to do with mentioning films. Rather than them being soundtrack, they're all mentioning or about films. Beck has called this one movie theme, and it has got some dreamy, tuny synthesizers in it.
Thank you.
Wonderful, eh? That was Beck and Movie Theme. Perfect Sunday night music. Here's Dina Washington. This song was recommended to me by Peter Hardy some time ago. And this mentions the silver screen at one point, and that was enough, tenuous enough a link to put it in my three in a row this week, all to do with the movies. Mad About the Boy.
About the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all about the boy.
Wonderful stuff. Gonna play the third of my three in a row about movies in just a moment. But before that, if you leave my little room here, out onto the landing in my house, and go to the right to what we call the box room, there she is. A small furry princess sits in a box. Very difficult to get to her. Jocelyn! Have you got any advice? For anyone on any subject? Jocelyn! Jocelyn! Do you know, she's actually turning her back on me. It's because I'm giving you my attention instead of her. Come on, come in here with me, it's cosy. Come on. She's actually turning away from me when she does that. She's like, no, get lost. You're not playing. I'll leave the door open, see if she comes in. I know that you love it when she's on the radio. She gets more emails than me, actually. Come on, your fans, your public awaits. Come in here, come on. Not having it. Oh, well. Next tune is, the third in the three of a row concerning movies. The movies. I'm very passionate about my films. I don't talk about them an awful lot on the radio because, I don't know, it don't seem right unless it's a movie programme. Do you know what I mean by that? But in any case, here is Little Dragon. This is called Crystal Film, and it's got a long, slow fade in, which I should start now. And you can hear a lovely hissing, wiry synthesizer sound, and the groove will be along shortly. Jocelyn!
Listen as the walls cave in.
adore Little Dragon. That was a Little Dragon from their album Ritual Union. That was Crystal Film.
Hi, Mark Riley here. Now, you know me. I don't like to blow my own trumpet. I don't even like talking about blowing my own trumpet. To be honest, I don't even like other people talking about me not talking about blowing my own trumpet. But...
Hey, Mark, it's Martin from Pretty Sweet Power here. You know you wrote all the songs on our Machine Music Joy album? I've no idea how to play them. So can you pop round and show me where to put my fingers and all that?
Mark, it's Duncan, Dutch Uncles. Can I get some more singing lessons off you, mate? The band are saying I'm starting to sound like Barney from Napalm Death. I don't know what to do. Get back soon, will you?
So if you want to hear me not blowing my own trumpet, tune into my show on Six Music. Monday to Thursday evenings, 7 till 9. Hello, Paul McCartney, as I live and breathe. What do you want?
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
I didn't think it through before naming my cat, did I? I mean, it's a cool thing to name it after Jocelyn Bell Burnell, who discovered pulsars, but wasn't given the Nobel because she's a woman. Isn't that terrible? But anyway, yeah, so cool reason to call your cat something, but I do find myself shouting, Jocelyn! All the time. I was hoping she'd reply. She's had enough of me. Okay, this next tune from Calexico. Now, what's fascinating about this is that it comes out on Monday, or does that mean last Monday, actually? I think it comes out tomorrow, I think, if it's not already out. It's called Maybe on Monday, confusingly, given that it may be out on Monday. But they've put the demo version on the... on the promo copy, as well as the official one. I much prefer the demo version to the official one. They must have known that would be the case with certain radio stations, so they've hedged their bets. This really is fantastic. You know I love Calexico if you're a regular listener to the programme, and there's something going on here. There's been a shift in the writing ethics. It sounds fantastic. It's called Maybe on Monday, and it may be out on Monday.
To the thrift store, and I carried my coins away. Weak in the knees on Wednesday, on Wednesday, on Wednesday, down by the riverside on Thursday, where I cast all my letters away. I don't know where they'll go, sink to the bottom, I suppose. All these dreams have their weight, dragging us both in the water every day. Every week, every month, every year, say a little goodbye to your love. Say a little goodbye to your love, to your love. Friday, the wind blew my house down, blew my house down, blew my house down. Thought I saw you on Saturday, but it was just another stranger's face. Someday I boarded an aeroplane, an aeroplane, an aeroplane. Someday I boarded an aeroplane,
And I slip like a rock in the glass. Every week, say a little goodbye to your love.
Maybe on Monday, the demo version from Calexico, and it's been out for weeks, as it turns out. So, talking about demo versions being the version, and it happens all the time, and it's something you've got to watch for if you give your music to a record company executive. If you give him a demo, he might get attached to it, and then you do loads of work on the song, and he says, ah, I like it the way it was. We call it demo-itis. And the only way you can avoid it is by not giving anybody anything until it's finished. But Bruce Springsteen approached the E Street Band with his demos for the album Nebraska. And they all said, you know what, this is so beautiful. We don't want to play on it. We don't want to ruin it. You should just put it out the way it is. And I have to say, it's by far and away my favourite Bruce Springsteen album. He can do them like this whenever he wants, as far as I'm concerned. From the album of the same title, here's The Boss with Nebraska.
Saw her standing on her front lawn, just a twirling her baton. Me and her went for a ride in ten innocent people down. From the town of Lincoln, Nebraska, with a sawed-off 410 on my lap, through the badlands of Wyoming, I killed everything in my path. Can't say that I'm sorry for the things that we've done, at least for a little while, sir. Me and her, we had us some fun. Now the jury brought in a guilty verdict, and the judge sentenced me to death. Midnight in prison storeroom, the leather straps across my chest. Sheriff, when the man pulls that switch, sir, and snaps my poor head back.
You make sure my pretty baby sitting right there on my They declared me unfit to live. Said into that great void my soul be hurled. They wanna know why I did what I did. Well, sir, I guess it's just a meanness in this world.
Bruce Springsteen and Nebraska. And one of my listeners mentioning the Ink Spots early on put me in mind of this one from the Flamingos. Let's get straight into it. I Only Have Eyes For You. Oh, something to listen for. At the end of the tune, they decided not to resolve it. It's like they were enjoying the sound too much, so they decided to make it a fade out. Yeah, it's almost like the Flamingos have disappeared over the horizon in a big old Cadillac, still singing. I Only Have Eyes For You.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Don't you mind?
Know what I mean by that? The Flamingos and I Only Have Eyes For You, and I've loved that song for as long as I can remember. Now for the final song from my featured artist this week. JJ Cale died aged 74 after an illustrious career, albeit a very laid-back one. What I love particularly about this tune, and if you listen to Sean's programme of a morning, you'll know this already because I played it on his programme last week. What I love particularly about this tune is it gets right to the root of JJ Cale's style. He sounds like he's on his own. He sounds like he's writing and playing from the heart. And then the piano that's been added afterwards, it's almost like he said, this is beautiful, but it's just a little bit too sad. So they've just lilted up and made the chords a little bit more major with the piano that comes in. And it's, so its arrival is like a little spring blossom out of a otherwise very sad song. I absolutely love the piano on this tune. The final one for the great man, Take a Bow, JJ Cale, from the album Naturally, which you need to buy right now. This is Crying Eyes.
One, two.
Man, I'll drink one to you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. That was JJ Cale. So this next lot, as the great wheel of life and music keeps on turning, are Bridie Jackson and the Arbour, and quite at the opposite end of their career to JJ Cale. They were Glasgow's emerging talent winners this year. This song is called Prolong, and I think JJ would approve.
Thank you.
stop us now from sleeping away. Turn your gaze to the thousand words, words, words prolong love for no sense or reason. When it's time, you feel it in your
Jackson and the Arbor, and they were Glastonbury's Emerging Talent winners this year. That song was called Prolong, and what an amazing recording that is. Whoever's responsible for that, don't change a thing. It's absolutely gorgeous. So is this next tune from Jolie Holland. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I love my Hypnosis in song. Maybe it's to do with being a Catholic, maybe it's to do with being a stoner at one point. Don't do drugs. But yeah, this song is absolutely beautiful. It's Jolie Holland's Fox in Its Hole.
Thanks.
Jolie Holland and Fox in Its Hole.
And tune in.
Wait till you're older. Wait till you're older.
Is Gideon Coe.
Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
And now, one of my favourite songs of all time, certainly in the top 3 songs I've ever heard, Jonah's Policewoman's Real Life. Really let this one sink in. It's actually mine and my missus' special tune. Yeah.
So I can wait.
thousand miles and all this solitude. I'm no light as pleasing what I'll find beneath your new pair of glasses. I never included a name in a song, but I'm changing my ways for you, Jonathan.
Well, we're singing from the heart as Joan Wasser is on that tune from the album Real Life. That was Joan as policewoman and Real Life. Well, we're singing from the heart in that manner. Someone who's worked with her as well is Rufus Wainwright, a lovely man and a friend of mine. And here's the title track from his album Want. This is beautiful.
Don't wanna make it rain. Just want to make it simple. I don't wanna see the light. Just want to see the flashlight. Just wanna be my dad. When this light's sprinkling of my mother, and work at the family store and take. insecurity. I realized I had one more bag left. I just wanna know if something's coming for to get me.
Well, it's a little melancholy, the end of a very beautiful show, full of great music. Thanks to everyone who recommended a song for Guy. Do keep them coming, I love it. And lots of love to JJ Cale's family, and to anyone who's ever enjoyed his music. A sad week for music to lose him, but what a wonderful legacy he left us as well, eh? Fantastic. It's hard not to talk in cliches when you're talking about death, but it does happen to everyone. Thanks so much to the Beckopedia for dropping by, and for everyone who's been filling in for Peter Hardy while he's been sunning his calves somewhere, and he'll be back next week, I'm sure. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Don Letts up next with Culture Clash Radio. Don't touch that dial. Apart from you, Mum, love you. Night night.
Introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Respecting every aspect of the man called Guy Garvey, but right now I want you to wake the town and tell the people that this is Culture Clash Radio. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like you to cross time, space and genres with me, Don Letts, for a kaleidoscope of sounds that'll include in the first hour Summer Camp, Stevie Wonder, Jacques Green, Baba Marl, Outfit, Congo Natty, Matthew E. White and Mungo Jerry. Hey, it's that time of year. Hello. As usual in the second hour, I'll be chilling. But until we do that, let's do this with the Paul and Price remix of Bob Marley and the Wailers' Small Axe.